Our team comes to play every week. We haven't always played our best. We haven't always made the play that wins the game. We're not happy with our record right now, but we certainly don't. It doesn't have to be a primetime game. Our guys are up and competitive every week.
What sort of challenge do you face as a coach, trying to keep the morale up, trying to keep the guys as positive as you can, considering the last 3 weeks you've had?
You know, I think you can look at it a lot of different ways. You know, you don't have to work that hard at it. We're professionals. We get paid to play. And when it's probably a lot harder to keep them up if you're getting blown out. We're one play away from winning the games, or one play away in a few games from flipping our record. We need to keep our eyes on that. And when you do, it's easy to stay focused when it's that case.
You have a wide receiving core that's banged up. Got to have guys step up, but you also have tight ends who've shown some versatility, most notably a guy like Scheffler. Is this a game, and as you move forward for the rest of the season, do you anticipate that those guys are going to be put in position to maybe play out of their comfort zone a little bit out of necessity?
I don't think it's out of Tony's comfort zone at all. I mean, he's done that his entire career for us. He's operated out of the slot. He's played wide receiver. He plays tight end. He plays behind the ball. He does a lot of different things for us. He's a versatile player and has always done that. You know, we have had some injuries at wide receiver, but next guys will step up and do a good job. Calvin's having a great year. We need some help around him, and the guys are certainly capable of making those plays. And there's great opportunity for some of those guys. You don't have to look past a running back like George Bell to see what a guy capitalizing on an opportunity looks like.
What Calvin's doing is amazing. When you think about the fact that everyone's zeroing in on him and trying to shut him down every game, does it even make you shake your head that he's able to accomplish what he does every week?
Yeah, nothing really ceases to amaze me about him. He's that kind of player, and that defines a great player. A great player is a guy that even though opponents are trying to stop him, he's still making plays. I mean, there's a lot of guys that can make plays in the game if they sort of sneak up on you, but everybody knows Calvin wears number 81. You know, he's 6'5", 230 pounds. You can't hide him out there. And they start their game plan with stopping him. That's what makes a great player in the NFL, and that's what the Hall of Famer in Barry Sanders, that's what made him great. You know, everybody started their game plan with stopping the Lions, stopped Barry Sanders. He still was productive regardless.